I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Cougar Tracks here on KSL News Radio and KSLSports.com, your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, all BYU football games here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. And talking BYU football right now, as we always do here on Cougar Tracks, and we're joined by college football insider for Watch Stadium. He's America's college football insider, as it says on his Twitter account. You can follow him on Twitter, at @Brett_McMurphy. He is the great Brett McMurphy. Brett, welcome on into Cougar Tracks.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You know, you had some breaking news on the BYU-ESPN front. BYU and ESPN, seven-year contract extension. Are you anything that stand out from BYU and ESPN re-upping together?
Well, it's obviously great news for BYU because, you know, with the uncertainty going on, you know, with college football, specifically with independence, you know, UConn's leaving the American to be an independent, I think, ultimately, they're going to end up back in the FCS ranks in a few years, which is unfortunate. But no, this is a great thing for BYU because, you know, they had the current deal with ESPN, and then certainly, you know, being on ESPN is the best option for BYU to get all their home games on ESPN. One thing that I don't know, and maybe when the deal is finally announced in the coming days or weeks, is specifically how many games will be on ESPN, how many would be on, you know, ESPN2 or ESPNU, and then how many could be on ESPN Plus, which is the pay option. So, you know, the alternative is not for BYU to no longer be aligned with ESPN, which I think would be a bad deal. And then the other thing, which I think is really a big positive, is to have the guaranteed bowl slot for the next 7 years, because being an independent, not being aligned with the conference, you are on the outside looking in as far as getting a bowl bid. And so the fact that ESPN will guarantee BYU a bowl slot, most likely in one of their 12 bowls that they owned, and so that'll be good because it'll give BYU a lot of variety in the postseason. You know, as long as, of course, they get bowl eligible each year.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that bowl situation. Again, talk with Brett McMurphy here on Cougar Tracks on KSL News Radio and KSLSports.com. You know, is there any chance you think that BYU could be in a bowl outside of their ESPN events situation? Because I know ESPN has a hand pretty much in every bowl as far as television rights go, but do you think it's just going to be those ESPN event bowl games?
You know, I think it could be, I think it could extend beyond the ESPN bowls. And because going forward, you know, this is the last year of the current bowl system, and then the new system starts next year for the next 6 years. So in the new format, you're going to see a lot of bowls that instead of having two conferences locked in every year, they will have, you know, two conferences on one side and then three conferences on the other side. And the agreement basically is that each conference will make the same number of appearances over the six-year span. And so I think that will allow a lot of flexibility with these bowl games. And so I think because of that, I think BYU can maybe get in some different bowls. But I mean, you know, shoot, since you guys have been an independent, you know, you've taken full advantage of this, and ESPN has certainly taken care of BYU. The Hawaii Bowl will be the ninth different bowl destination for BYU in the last 10 years. And certainly that's a far different cry when you guys were literally going to the Vegas Bowl every December when you were members of the Mountain West.
And what do you feel is ESPN, or what is the biggest draw from BYU side for ESPN? Like, what value do you feel BYU brings to ESPN, in your opinion?
Well, certainly it's a national name, but also it's important because it gives, you know, quite frankly, it's programming. And, you know, that's what college football enforcing has become programming. And it gives ESPN very good options for television on the West Coast for some of these, you know, later night windows that, you know, you can't put East Coast teams in. And so, you know, there's not a lot of options, you know, west of the Mississippi once you get, you know, past the, you know, the Big 12. I mean, you've got the Pac-12, Mountain West, and BYU. So that's basically, you know, two conferences and an independent team west of, you know, Oklahoma, Texas, those states, where you've got the remaining seven or eight conferences and the independents east of that. So you need quality options for TV in that Pacific time zone, that mountain time zone, and certainly having BYU and, you know, with the schedule that Tom Holmo has been able to put together, you know, attracting Power 5 teams to Provo, I think that's a big bonus for not only ESPN, but also for BYU.
Were you surprised by the length of the contract? Because 7 years feels like a pretty long time when you consider how much advances we're seeing in technology and things are changing all the time. Was that maybe a little bit longer than you expected?
No, not really, because, you know, I don't have this 100%, and that's
sure.
Why I didn't report it. But, I mean, 6 years would have made more sense for me, because then that would align with the current deals for the bowl games. It also would have aligned with the college football playoff will expire. This is year six of the college football playoff. It goes 12 years. So it would line up with that. But it's actually going 1 year past that. I think, if I remember correctly, and again, I may be totally off on this, so if I am, I apologize. I think it had something to do with BYU's basketball TV deals with their conference, and that it may go out 7 years. And so they wanted to align the football deal with the same time frame as the basketball deal. I may be totally off on that.
That's actually right, I think, because BYU and the West Coast Conference, they recently signed a deal with ESPN and CBS Sports. I believe it's that same time frame, so that would definitely line up.
There you go. Yeah, so that's what I thought, but I didn't have it for certain, so I didn't want to report that. But obviously, you know, discussing that, I can explain it that way. But yeah, so no, that's what you want to do. And no, I don't think it's long. I don't think it's extremely long time by any means. And if they would have done a 20-year deal, then I'd be like, yeah, you know, maybe you went a little too far out. But no, I think it lines up pretty well with everything else out there.
And how does it compare? I mean, maybe it's tough to compare because we're talking one school compared to conferences, but like an AAC who recently got their deal done with ESPN, and then the Mountain West, I'm sure they're in negotiations with ESPN and CBS, they got something cooking eventually here in the near future, I would imagine. But how does it compare maybe on a per-school basis to, say, the AAC from what you've been gathering?
It's really hard to say because, you know, like you said, those other guys, it's for a conference. And, you know, you break it down, and then it's, you know, it's obviously comparable, to the group of five schools. Is it more? Is it less? You know, I don't know, because you can, you know, it's what all revenue do you want to include? Do you want to include, you know, revenue from the college football playoff? Or are you just specifically looking at TV revenue? You know, does BYU have to produce any of these games through BYU TV? I mean, stuff like that. So, I mean, it's I'm sure it's similar. It's certainly nowhere near the Power Five money. I mean, those guys are getting 25 to 40 million per school per year. And so, you know, they're nowhere near that amount, but certainly I think they're in the ballpark of, you know, the American and the Mountain West. Are they getting more than those leagues get? I honestly don't know. Yeah. I mean, it's probably those three, the American, Mountain West, and BYU are probably within a million. In what order, I have no idea, but I'd say it's very comparable to that. Because, again, ESPN is not just going to say, hey, you know what, BYU, we really like you, so we're going to pay you twice as much as what we're paying the American,
yep.
You know, especially when they're negotiating against themselves. So, obviously, they're going to be fair with BYU, but they're not simply going to just give them money to give them money. The same reason they're not going to pay the American the same amount of money as they would the SEC, because they're not worth it and they don't have to.
Yeah, and it's tricky with BYU, it seems like, because you look at their inventory with home football games. They got like Missouri coming up next year. I mean, they got some good games coming to Provo, Tennessee in 2023. So it would seem like maybe that's Power Five worthy inventory, but yeah, I mean, it just seems like ESPN, of course, has all the leverage because ESPN needs, or BYU needs ESPN a lot more than vice versa.
Yeah, and that's true. I mean, you know, but, you know, I'm sure in negotiations, you know, ESPN was, you know, fair with BYU. But I know, you know, from the past when I was at ESPN, and the Big East had just broken up or was breaking up, and they were, you know, transitioning to the American, and I know for a fact that the American, or excuse me, the Big East was trying to get the same type of money that the Pac-12 had just gotten. And this is when we had the six automatic qualifying conferences. Right. And basically ESPN said, we're not going to pay you that, so you can go find another deal. Well, what they found was an offer from NBC Sports. And as part of ESPN's contract, ESPN could match any deal that the Big East had and keep the Big East. ESPN was prepared to let the Big East go away. They were like, okay, we're not going to pay that money, we'll let them go. Well, when the Big East got back to them and said, hey, we've got a deal pending with NBC, by contract you have the ability to match it, and then ESPN saw what NBC was paying the Big East, they said, for that money, we'll just keep you, because they weren't getting any money out of that either. So, you know, that's kind of a long-winded explanation of how some of this stuff works. But certainly with BYU, you know, I don't think they had any other realistic options other than ESPN. And quite frankly, I'm sure they didn't want to go anywhere else, because, you know, I think ESPN's worked out well with them. I'm sure, you know, as local fans know, there's probably some things they like about that arrangement, and there's probably some things they don't like about that arrangement. But believe me, the alternative would be a lot worse for the Cougars.
Yeah, definitely would. Talk with Brett McMurphy for a few more moments here on Cougar Tracks here on KSL News Radio. I know you mentioned earlier you're still kind of hammering out, you know, finding out more info on the angle of ESPN Plus and what role that could have. Probably find out more when BYU announces it officially, maybe in the coming weeks. But have you seen trends where ESPN is putting more ESPN Plus in these TV deals with these leagues? So I know the Big 12, they got the Big 12 now with ESPN Plus. Are you seeing ESPN Plus have a bigger footprint with these deals with conferences?
Yeah, absolutely, because that's a big moneymaker for ESPN, as they're, you know, people continue to cut the cord and ESPN subscription, cable subscriptions and all cable subscriptions decline. They're looking for other ways of revenue, and so ESPN Plus is a way to do that. And, you know, again, I'm just, how other contracts are made, I'm sure BYU's will be similar, in that I'm sure it will specify that X number of games will be on, you know, the mothership, and then X number of games will be on ESPN Plus. And that will be probably, I don't know if it will be specifically season by season, or it may be, you know, over the length of the contract, or it could be, you know, every 2 or 3 years, X number of games will be on the main network, and then X number of games will be on ESPN+. However, it's divvied up. But, yeah, absolutely. And you're right, you referenced the Big 12. A lot of Big 12 games were on ESPN+ this year, and it's for people that are just, you know, conditioned to turn on your TV and every game you want is on, that's not how it's going to be in the future. You're going to have to pay for these niche channels like ESPN+ and some of these others if you want to see every game of your favorite team.
Last thing from me, Brad, here, and we'll let you loose here, and I want to kind of steer the direction of this season. I know you cover everything in depth in college football, and you got your latest bowl projections on watchstadium.com. So for those of you wondering about the bowl situations for teams, go check it out. Brett's got a great bowl breakdown. But BYU, you noted that you project them to play Hawaii. It seems like there's really Hawaii's going to be it, regardless of what happens maybe in the Mountain West Conference title against Boise this weekend. Is that fair to say it's likely going to be Hawaii in the Hawaii Bowl?
Well, the funny thing is, I actually didn't have Hawaii projected until the last couple of weeks, because it's actually it's an American
right.
conference affiliation this year. So what will impact that is if Memphis wins the American and then gets the New Year's Six game, they get pulled up to the New Year's Six, so that the American loses a team. The American also is the backup to the Liberty Bowl. Well, the SEC can't fill that spot, so that they lose a team to the Liberty. So because of that, they're going to have a couple of bowls open up. And I think because of that, they will open up Hawaii and let Hawaii stay there. However, what happens if Memphis loses and Boise wins? Then Boise would go to the Cotton Bowl. Then Hawaii may get to go to Vegas at that point, and then Memphis would drop back into the American Bowl mix, and so then the American could actually have a team face BYU. So it looks like it's set with Hawaii, and then also if Hawaii beats Boise State, they would go to Vegas.
Would that be Gary? Because I know with Hawaii, it's interesting because their travel cost and whatnot. It's rare they go to the mainland for the bowl. So if they did win, They will go to Vegas. Is that contracted with the Mountain West, that first place team?
I've juggled all these bowl alignments and stuff, so my head spins. I believe it, and I always have to double check stuff. But I believe it is the champion of the Mountain West, but it could also be a selection. I'm not 100%, but while it does seem it's most likely it's going to be Hawaii there. I do think, there is a possibility that, you know, because look, if Memphis doesn't get to the Cotton Bowl and they drop, and the American doesn't get that New Year's Six bid, the American has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They have 7 bowl teams for 8 spots. So that means they would have to not fill one of those spots. Well, if I'm the American, I probably don't fill the Cure Bowl, which is in Orlando. It's the one of the lowest paying bowls. And Liberty actually has a secondary agreement there. You know, so if you're looking at what bowl I'm not going to fill, I would want to send somebody to Hawaii. It's just that, you know, if Memphis gets pulled up, it will open up. So, you know, I know BYU's been set on Hawaii for a while, trying to figure out their opponent. It has kind of been rough for a little bit, but, you know, if you want to play Hawaii, then root for Memphis. If you don't want to play Hawaii, then hope that Boise gets into the New Year's Six, because then you'll probably get an American opponent. Which one that would be, I have no clue, because I guarantee you the American's not looking at that scenario, because they're hoping
right.
That Memphis gets that Cotton Bowl bid.
Well, Brett, thanks for the time. That was great stuff. As always, you can follow him on Twitter at Brett_McMurphy. Check out all of his bylines at watchstadium.com. And America's College Football Insider, we always appreciate the time, Brett, and hope to talk down the line.
Aloha. Have fun on the holidays.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.